Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. And it looks like I'm the only one calling in anymore. So I'm just sitting here doing IT work. I was playing Parallel Kingdoms, but my character got stuck. between Oregon and the secret location of our kingdom. Wait a minute. Looks like David Ray's stuck too. Weird. I haven't got a text from anybody else saying they were stuck. Well, let me try again. Anyways. Downloading data. Hey, I'm logged in. Yay. All right, cool. Well, before I get distracted on that, because this game is very distracting. I need to check on something in the game since I'm in the game. But, oh, well, shoot. I guess what I can do is I'll go ahead and play the videos. There's 291 videos that I'm going to be listening to and learning from. I don't think I'll listen to all of them tonight, but I'm in the dating business, have been for some time now. I started out with truckerdate.com. I actually started out with 900 numbers, just as the internet, the .com stuff was booming. I didn't really know how to get into the internet business, and when I did, you know, it was just kind of barely. I had to basically pay somebody to do it for me at first, and so I had a 900 number business. I had a psychic line, an international psychic line for U.S. and Canada. International Dateline, a few other stuff, sports and entertainment, blah, blah, blah. And being a truck driver, it was perfect because I could drive all over the U.S. and advertise, and Canada, because I was going all over Canada then, too. But mostly the U.S. And then after September 11th, that kind of faded out. And then my father got me into the internet business, helped me get my foot in the door. And so I had a desktop in my truck. I was using Juno Internet at the time. And so I carried around this, like, I don't remember how long it was, 200-400-foot telephone cord. You know, long as I could find. And then I had connectors connecting them together. And anywhere I could find that would let me plug in and they had Juno dial-up, I'd plug in and work on my website. That was how I started out. I started out with a company called SkyBiz. It was a multi-level marketing website designing company, but it did turn out to be a scam. Not that all multi-levels are a scam, but this one did turn out to be one. Maybe not so much at first, but the upline basically ended up, no, that was Amway. The upline ended up ripping off downline. I don't remember exactly what happened with SkyBiz. I know the federal government shut them down. Not that I'm a fan of the federal government, but nonetheless, they were doing something wrong. We were making money at first, and all of a sudden the money stopped. And I don't know what exactly was going on, but they weren't paying us. And so, yeah. But anyways, my father repeatedly for a long time apologized to me for getting me involved, because I put a lot of money into it. But I made a lot of money off of it. So, you know, I actually made money off of that project, where a lot of my projects afterwards, I haven't really made any money. So, but, and it got me in the door. It got my feet wet. So, I'm, you know, other people were mad at my father for getting them involved in the, into the whole thing, and it turned out to be a wash. But, like I said, it got me started on my path where I am now. Excuse me. It wasn't his fault. Not like this scam project that I just got involved with Parties in a Land contract. We call it Parties in a Scam contract with Jeff Dietrich. He knowingly conned me into investing in his so-called project and knowingly scammed me out of $12,000. So, you know, he directly scammed me, where my father, he didn't directly scam me. He got scammed too. You know, my father got involved. He was making money. He thought it was a good business. He got his friends and family involved, everybody who was interested. And it turned out to be a crapshoot. But like I said, we made money. So my dad figured out a way to make money off of the back end. And I figured out how to make money off the front end. So I actually made money off both sides, the front end and the back end, because my dad taught me how to do the money on the back end. But nonetheless, to the point, so in 2003, I thought of truckerdate.com. It took me till 2005 to actually get a working site up and running. That site was horrible. And then I actually got my first good working site up and running in 2008. So I've been running successfully since 2008. You know, I've had bumps in the road along the way. And since then, I've created a couple or a few other datelines and actually have several dozen affiliate programs attached to my dateline. I'm not really making a whole lot of money, but I'm learning, I'm progressing, and I'm staying on top of, you know, the industry as far as everybody else is concerned. I've got other trucker dating copycat websites out there, but none of them are any good compared to mine. So, I still got the best, but I'm not really making any money off of it. The only place I really make any money is off my affiliate programs. And I'm also working on, you know, I've been learning astrology, so I've been working on trying to incorporate astrology into it. And that's a challenge. You know, I'm probably biting off more than I can chew with that one. So, I'm not really pressing the issue. I'm just, you know, working on what works. So, here I am tonight. I discovered this guy probably 6 months ago or so, but then lost his stuff in the shuffle. And so now tonight I'm going to start taking him seriously and start knuckling down. I subscribed to his YouTube, and I watched a couple of videos, but nothing concrete. So tonight I'm going to go concrete and... you can join in until someone calls in, if somebody calls in. David's texting me, but he obviously forgot that tonight is our podcast, which this is like the third or fourth or fifth, maybe sixth day, week in a row. It's obviously not important to him. And it was his idea. I'm the only one who's actually still doing it. So it's whatever. if I don't do something 1 week, then I will just do Ron Paul and hang up. So anyways, this week, we're doing Dateline stuff. So I'm going to learn, and you can learn with me, some Dateline stuff. So here we go.
Dating website review.net. So I'm going to talk a little bit about eHarmony today. First of all, I've been dating website reviews for about 2 years now, and we collect information on all the top online dating sites, as well as the new niche dating sites, and also share online dating deals. So say, for example, whenever there's a free trial or a promo code, we collect the information and constantly update it. There's a lot of competition in the online dating industry, so it keeps you on your toes as far as keeping track of all the information. At any rate, in the videos that I do on YouTube, I always try to stick to mostly just the facts as far as membership prices or cost, total cost view, and then comparisons of database size and features. So let's do that, and then I will link the full review above. So if you want to get more information, you can just follow that link, and if there's any deals, which there is for eHarmony right now, then you can save some money as well, and that link is going to be directly above. So eHarmony is to be compared options. That's the chemistry, chemistry.com. For those that don't know, it's actually owned by Match.com, the IAC dating site, and not the same ownership or database. eHarmony really went through a massive time of success about 4 years ago, and then CEO of the company left, and there were some struggles just in maintaining their growth, and it wasn't as popular during that time frame, but they've since had a real resurgence and have introduced a lot of very high-quality features. A lot of people in the online dating industry that I've spoken to really love the social element of eHarmony. It's really got a very sincere appeal to it. A lot of people do joke about the questions that you have to join. I think even eHarmony jokes about that because there are some questions that in order to have their matchmaking algorithm work as effectively as possible, they ask you quite a few questions, and I think that really filters out a lot of the people that aren't serious about online dating. So I've been a member on a couple different occasions being single myself and using it, not just to test it out, but actually as a dating site. I've always been pleased with the results. At any rate, the specifics as far as how much traffic they get and the costs are going to be outlined in the full review. The things I just wanted to touch on in this really short video is state-of-the-art dating site, technologically advanced. You have the ability to wink to people, chat with people, you can block people, all very easy to do. There's really too many features to list out here. They have one of the largest databases as far as online dating goes in the United States. They're also in Australia and the UK. So anyway, I just wanted to touch on a few basics. One of the real benefits of doing the reviews, I find, is that when I share the information online, people then leave comments on YouTube, and it spurs discussion, which is helpful for people to read what other people are saying. And then primarily, when you click on our full review, you'll find that you have the ability to leave Facebook comments, as well as we've got a 7-metric proprietary ranking system, and that blocks people to only leave one review per IP. So you won't find a bunch of what's obviously fake reviews written to convert people to, you know, buying a membership. Instead, we keep it all on the up and up. It's one review per IP. You can leave comments, and feel free to leave any comments or questions also under this video. Make it a great date, as I always say, and make sure to check out the full review above. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Interesting choice of video. You know it's trending, right? Well done.
Hello, Jason Lee here with DeepingWebsiteReview.net. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about eHarmony today. First of all, I've done Deeping Website Reviews for about 2 years now, and we collect information on all the top online dating sites as well as the new niche dating sites, and also share online dating deals. So say, for example, whenever there's a free trial or a promo code, we collect the information and constantly update it. There's a lot of competition in the online dating industry, so it keeps you on your toes as far as keeping track of all that information. At any rate, in the videos that I do on YouTube, I always try to stick to mostly just the facts as far as membership prices or cost, total cost to you, and then comparisons of database size and features. So let's do that, and then I will link the full review above. So if you want to get more information, you can just follow that link. And if there's any deals, which there is for eHarmony right now, then you can save some money as well, and that link is going to be directly above. So eHarmony used to be compared oftentimes to Chemistry. Chemistry.com, for those that don't know, is actually owned by Match.com, an IAC dating site, and not the same ownership or database. eHarmony really went through a massive time of success about 4 years ago, and then CEO of the company left, and there were some struggles just in maintaining their growth, and it wasn't as popular during that time frame, but they since had a real resurgence and have introduced a lot of very high-quality features. A lot of people in the online dating industry that I've spoken to really love the social element of eHarmony. It's really got a very sincere appeal to it. A lot of people do joke about these questions that you have to join. I think even eHarmony jokes about that because there are some questions that in order to have their matchmaking algorithm work as effectively as possible, they ask you quite a few questions, and I think that really filters out a lot of the people that aren't serious about online dating. So I've been a member on a couple different occasions being single myself and began using it that just to test it out, but actually as a dating site, I've always been pleased with the results. At any rate, the specifics as far as how much traffic they get and the costs are going to be outlined in the full review. The things I just wanted to touch on in this really short video is state-of-the-art dating site, very technologically advanced. You have the ability to wink to people, chat with people, you can block people, all very easy to do. There's really too many features to list out here. They have one of the largest databases as far as online dating goes in the United States, but also in Australia and the UK. So anyway, I'm going to just touch on, a few basics. One of the real benefits of doing the reviews, I find, is that when I share the information online, people then leave comments on YouTube and it spurs discussion, which is helpful for people to read what other people are saying. And then primarily, when you click on our full review, you'll find that you have the ability to leave Facebook comments, as well as we've got a 7-metric proprietary ranking system. And that blocks people to only leave one review per IP. So you won't find a bunch of what's obviously fake reviews written to convert people to, you know, buying a membership. Instead, we keep it all on the up and up. It's one review per IP. You can leave comments, and feel free to leave any comments or questions also under this video. Make it a great date, as I always say, and make sure to check out the full review above. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Lincoln Black Label, the ultimate in personalized luxury, comfort, and service, and it's available right here at Libertyville Lincoln. Drive up Lincoln Black Label Edition.
Hello. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our time dating site. First of all, my name is Jason Lee. I do online dating site reviews at datingwebsitereview.net. It's a full-time hobby, and I love to stay abreast of the latest developments in the online dating industry and just document changes and also share some of the neatest and newest online dating sites. And as it turns out, though, many of those neat new online dating sites really don't offer much value besides novelty. And so I find myself always going back to the old trusted large databases, which have more actual real local singles. And one of those sites is Archive. And I will link the full review inside this video, but I'm going to start with a little history and introduction of Archive. Archive is actually operated and owned by IAC, which owns Match.com, and they also own Senior People Meet and Seniors Meet. The three brands actually constitute the same Senior People Meet, Seniors Meet under Archive. So that's one database. A fairly large online dating site, and our statistics show gets around 7.8 million page views in a month, but only about 1 in 7 are unique, so about 1 million page views. And keep in mind that the parent company, Match.com, is the largest online dating site in the world, so statistically, if you're going to choose a dating site, and I always tell people, you know, it's an odds game to some extent. So choose a dating site that has a lot of local singles. You can join the site and see how many, you know, how much activity there is, how many local singles there are in your particular area. Each area is going to vary a little bit. Also nearly 60% of the members are female. So it does lean a little bit better as far as odds go for guys. But just slightly. So you need to be over 50 to join the site. Our time costs $19 a month. It's right in the middle as far as pricing goes, membership pricing. And then as far as features, very streamlined dating site. It's all the fonts is fairly large, makes it easy for seniors to read. You can search by location, search by age. Just the standard features that you're going to want in any dating site. At any rate, I will leave it at that. Follow the link directly above for the full review. Make sure you give me a thumbs up on the video. Make it a great day. Bye for now. SeniorMatch.com. SeniorMatch is a flagship site of SuccessfulMatch.com, one of the larger niche online dating companies. They also operate a site for STD singles called Positive Singles, as well as ByCupid, and actually about 20 different online dating brands. But one of the most popular ones is Senior Match and Millionaire Match, and they've been around for 8-plus years and have one of the larger databases. How they've grown the database, they're not a big blogging or PR-type company. They're really a technology-driven company that really focuses on affiliate marketing to drive the database. At least that's been our impression, as we've watched the site grow over the last 3 years. At any rate, Senior Match is also one of the lower-priced senior dating sites. Senior Match is ranked in my top four as far as the suggested best overall senior dating sites. Obviously, it's subject to opinion. The user experience differs greatly from the Match.com brands like the Archive and also Senior Friend Finder and Friend Finder Networks. But as far as just a raw senior dating site that has a good database, that's priced well, that has a really good user experience and a lot of tools inside of the community, I've always been a big fan of the Positive Singles, or excuse me, of the Successful Match dating site because of the tools and that more of a community feel that they offer. So anyway, it's one of my favorites. The monthly price is $14.95 a month, which comes in at one of the lowest prices for in the senior dating niche. I will go ahead and post the full review, a link to the full review right there. Make sure to share your own experiences. We allow both Facebook commenting as well as we have an IP-protected 7-metric system where we ask for reviews. Again, those are IP-protected so that people can't just come along and leave 10 reviews about any particular dating site. So anyway, read the full review there. Make sure to leave your insights on the SeniorMatch.com reviews page and dating website review, and everyone benefits from that. Thanks again. Make sure you're great day. Bye-bye. guys and got that. Choose the lead, Jason Lee's dating website. You obviously are at a review site. You saw the commercial or the intro. So, when you first clicked on the video. So here's the deal.
But my internet's acting weird.
Match.com. Senior Match is a flagship site of SuccessfulMatch.com, one of the larger niche online dating companies.
Oh, it's this video trying to load.
They also operate a site for STD singles called Positive Singles, as well as By Cupid, and actually about...
This freaking thing's going to freeze up my whole freaking computer.
20 different online dating brands, but one of the most popular ones is Senior Match and Millionaire Match. And
let me exit out of here.
They've been around for 8+ years and have one of the larger databases. How they've grown their database, they're not a big blogging or PR type company. They're really a technology-driven company and that really focuses on affiliate marketing to drive the database. And at least that's been our impression. And as we've watched the site grow over the last 3 years. At any rate, Senior Match is also one of the lower-priced senior dating sites. Senior Match is ranked in my top four as far as the suggested best overall senior dating sites. Obviously, it's subject to opinion. The user experience differs greatly from the Match.com brands like Our Time and also Single Friend Finder and Friend Finder Networks. But as far as just a raw senior dating site that has a good database, that's priced well, that has a really good user experience and a lot of tools inside of the community. I've always been a big fan of the Positive Singles, of the Successful Match dating sites because of the tools and that more of a community feel that they offer. So.
Why can't I close this freaking window? It's gonna make me crazy. Shit. Alright, well, while I'm trying to figure this out, I guess we'll do Ron Paul. It's 8:30.
For Monday, September 4th. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's recent speech on immigration really missed the point.
Yeah.
I understand Trump's frustration over the U.S. government's inability to control the U.S. borders and keep out those who would come to this country illegally. Trump was right that the media ignore legitimate questions we have on our immigration policy, and he is right that special interests have a great interest in maintaining the status quo. However, when it comes to really solving the immigration problem, he gets it all wrong. Instead of making us more free and prosperous, his solutions will accelerate our downward slide toward authoritarianism. First, let's consider his idea of building a big wall between the U.S. and Mexico. It is said that all one needs to get over an 8-foot fence is a 9-foot ladder, or perhaps a shovel. So walls are never very good at keeping people out, but they are very good at keeping people in. Just ask these Germans. The communist government claimed in 1961 that it had to build a wall around the portion of Berlin it controlled to keep the population safe from the evil capitalist wreckers and saboteurs. It didn't take long for the world to realize that the real threat to the East German leaders was that the people trapped in East Berlin would try to get out. We have all seen horrific videos of East German civilians risking and losing their lives to escape that prison of razor wire and cinder block. Is this really what we want for our own future? What a wild conspiracy theory, some may claim. The wall would never be meant to keep us from leaving. Well, ask the IRS. Under a tax enforcement provision passed in 2015, the U.S. government claimed the right to cancel any American citizen's passport if Washington claims it is owed money. Trump also made E-Verify the center of his immigration speech. He said, "We will ensure that E-Verify is used to the fullest extent possible under existing law, and we will work with Congress to strengthen and expand its use across the country." While preventing those here illegally from being able to gain employment may appeal to many who would like to protect American jobs, E-Verify is the worst possible solution. It is a police state non-solution, as it would require the rest of us legal American citizens to carry a biometric national ID card connected to a government database to prove that the government allows us to work. A false positive would result in financial disaster for millions of American families, as one would be forced to fight a faceless government bureaucracy to correct the mistake. Want to put TSA in charge of deciding if you are eligible to work? The battle against illegal immigration is a ploy to gain more control over our lives. We are supposed to be terrified of the hordes of Mexicans streaming into our country and thus grant the government new authority over the rest of us. But in fact, a Pew study found that between 2009 and 2014, there was a net loss of 140,000 illegal Mexican immigrants from the United States. Yes, this is a government solution in search of a real problem. How to tackle the immigration problem? Eliminate incentives for those who would come here to live off the rest of us and make it easier and more rational for those who wish to come here legally to contribute to our economy. No walls, no government databases, no biometric national ID cards, but not a penny in welfare for immigrants. It's really that simple. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
I second that emotion. There's a lot of things we could do. There's a lot of things we should do. There's a lot of things we shouldn't do. I don't have all the answers, but I know my computer is jacked up because of this stupid webpage. Yeah, I'm going to have to shut down and restart. Anyway, yeah, we need to get the New World Order out of our business. We need to decrease the size, decrease the cost, decrease the extent and the reach of the power of government. We have way too much government. We got way too much government corruption, control. And it's only making matters worse, not better. So, yeah, I don't know. pass, no, we got issues. So anyways, my computer's doing a shutdown and restart. Once it's done doing that, then we'll get back to our regularly scheduled program, or whatever you want to call it. So we got some dead air. 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 Interesting. Now that I'm logged into my game, I'm playing my game. I just bought some really cool weapons on the market, really cheap. Somebody didn't know what they had or something or other. So I'm stockpiling because I'm getting, what is it called? Troll Lure. From what I understand, I can have, once I level up, I've already unlocked it, so once I level it up, then I'll be able to have like 4 or 5 trolls fighting on my behalf. But I gotta build them up some weapons and armor. So I'm collecting weapons and armor for my trolls. I've got 2 really good crossbows. a halfway decent shield. Another pretty good shield. Let's see here. It's kind of a girly shield, but it was given to me. Topaz Icicle Spike Dragon Shield. It's missing one element, but it's at level 21, which is good. But I got other ones that are, like, under level 20, so I need to level them up. And I got this weird carrot dagger. I'll probably end up selling it. I'm not sure what a carrot dagger is actually good for. I think the carrot dagger doesn't really do anything. It just needs to have another element put into it. So, if I find a better one on the market, then I'll buy it and sell this one. I'm not sure. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 weapons now. They need to be upgraded. But, and then I got 2 crossbows, which is a weapon, but you got a shooting weapon, and then you have a hand-to-hand combat weapon. So I've got 4 hand-to-hand combat weapons, 2 shooting weapons. and two shields. So I need two more crossbows. Oh, wait, no, I got crossbows. Hang on. Oh, yeah, I need one more crossbow because I got another one here I'm working on leveling up. And I also got armor. Oh, that's another thing. I got one armor here. I got a shade armor, honed armor, and poison armor. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to get one of each of everything. Of course, I'm going to be wearing banish armor and weapons for, because we got play, you know, this game, you're supposed to, just run around and fight monsters and level up and do all this stuff, but the game is designed to where you can attack each other. And so we do have evil players in the game that like to attack other players and burn their stuff and take over their stuff and destroy their stuff, steal their stuff, so on and so forth. So you not only got to defend yourself against computer programmed creatures in the game, you got to compete against real live people. With real life scenarios, you got most people are peaceful players. But occasionally you run into the jerkaholic that wants to create havoc. And so far in 3 months, 4 months, how long have I been playing? Oh, goodness. I've been playing for 114 days. It's about 4 months. 3, 6, 9, 12. Yeah, about 4 months. So, in about 4 months, I've only really run into two evil players so far. So, not too bad. Most of the players in here are decent and friendly and helpful. So if you want to check out Parallel Kingdom, you can go to DavidDavidAndDavid.com, click on our links page, and there you can there you'll see the link to Parallel Kingdoms. You can go Parallel Kingdoms and just sign up that way. Or you can follow the link and I get points if you sign up through my affiliate link. So if you just want to go sign up and you're listening, for a friend. Wait a minute. I know where it is. It's in my character information. My referral code is K as in Kilo, C as in Charlie, U as in Universe, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, F as in Foxtrot. So it's K C U V E F. Kilo, Charlie, Universe, Victor, Echo, Foxtrot. I'm getting a lot of messages. People are buying my stuff. And there's stuff you can put on the market. Okay. Doc Harry donated crystals. Yay. To the kingdom. We're going to create our own kingdom. But we ended up joining another kingdom. And having a kingdom is complicated. So I probably won't, we probably won't start our own kingdom. Okay, somebody bought one food for 2,000 gold in Los Angeles. Somebody bought two banished metal for 20 food from Happy Valley. Now turn around and sell the food for gold and make double the money. So the banished metal is worth about 10,000 gold, a little more, per bar. So I sell it for 10 food. Then turn around and sell the food for 2,000 gold per food. So I sold two banished metal bricks for 20 food, which is essentially worth 40,000 gold. But on the market, it's only worth 20,000. So in a way, I'm cheating the system. But, you know, I'm testing the market to see what people are willing to pay. I sell everything for food, then I turn around and sell the food for gold. Because that's the best way to make money in this game. And I play the market, and I've made myself a millionaire several times over in the game. And was able to stock myself up with weapons, good weapons, good armor, and start stockpiling weapons and armor for my trolls once I get my trolls. And this computer still hasn't shut down and restarted. So it's almost 9 o'clock, so I guess I'm just going to adjourn this podcast for today. You might find us again next week at 8 o'clock. I'll be home next week, so probably not. Anyways, I'm tired. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.